On 2SER, we have an incredible mix of programs that we encourage you to think. We talk Think Sustainability, we talk Think Health, and we talk what we're talking about now, Think Digital Futures. Shane Anderson is the host of Think Digital Futures. She joins me for a good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, we're talking something that I've been talking about for quite a while in a weird way, digital divide, but there's a sense that maybe I'm getting the idea wrong.
Well, it's not that the idea of the digital divide is wrong. It's that when you take a closer look at kind of people's experiences in Australia with digital technologies, you kind of start to see this whole idea of the digital divide is kind of like it's constructed in a way that doesn't really relate to what's actually happening in Australia.
Oh, okay. This is my dubious face, by the way. I'm very interested about this. Being a good regional boy myself, I'm very curious to see where we're going with this.
Yeah, bear with me, Nick. So I've been talking this week to some researchers who go around Australia looking at kind of the way people use technologies, the way people interact with it, and the kind of social and economic situations that kind of allow or prevent access to things like the internet, to mobile phones, that help or hinder people's participation in society.
Okay.
Which is a mouthful. So basically, I spoke to this one researcher called Laurel Dyson, who works with regional communities in Cape York. And she found that the idea of the digital divide is actually really outdated.
Okay.
So it goes this idea that there's people who have access to technology and there's people who don't have access to technology. But actually, what she found is that even in really regional areas, people do have access to technology. It's just not in the way that we think people are supposed to use it.
I see what you mean. It's less of a binary have and have not.
Yeah, it's more of a spectrum.
Ah.
So people still are using digital technologies. For example, in regional Cape York communities, everyone had a phone. And everyone used that phone with the data to like keep in contact with people through like social media. But what people weren't using technology for is to do things that would help their economic situation. So things like doing online courses, writing CVs, and applying for jobs, you can't do them from a phone.
No, you can't.
You need a laptop. So this is not so much a divide, but it's an issue of access that is kind of help like stopping people participating in society the way we think that we're supposed to.
So equity around access.
Equity around access, but also there's kind of other interesting things going on. So I spoke to another researcher called Linda Long,
mm-hmm.
who did her research in Villawood Detention Centre.
Okay.
Around how the digital divide plays out in areas where it's not so much that you can't afford access to technology, it's that it's physically taken from you.
Denied.
Yeah. So what she found was that people in Villawood Detention Centre were in a highly technologized environment. They're surrounded by technology, CCTV cameras, all sorts of forms of like surveillance mm-hmm. and forms of control. But when it came to technology that gives you a voice, it's completely restricted.
It is.
And this is still an example of unequal digital access, but it's not really what you think of when you think of the digital divide.
This is very interesting.
So there's a lot happening here. I guess this is more of an anthropological episode. Like rather than crystal ball gazing like we normally do, we're kind of looking at Australia as it is at the moment. And when you move beyond this kind of language of the divide as this like gap or this gulf that separates people who have internet and people who don't, you actually see there's so much more going on here that's just beyond rolling out the NBN, for example.
It's actually a really good point because when you do say digital divide, you make it sound like there is one easy solution. It's a bridge. Once that bridge is over the divide, it's all over. But by understanding a snapshot of the complexities around it, we can better make solutions around it.
Yeah, it's just about more actually talking to people and understanding people's lived situations rather than just saying,
that
oh, yeah.
Hard.
Everyone just connect to Wi-Fi and you'll be fine.
Shane, it actually sounds like a fascinating episode. Where can people get their hands on Think Digital Futures.
Yeah, well, you can tune in tonight. It's at 6:30 p.m.
Yes.
Or you can also access it off the website. So 2ser.com/thinkdigitalfutures. And also we've got the podcast, so you can look it up on iTunes or whatever podcast app you use. There's so many. We're on all of them.
We are on all of them. You need to be, Shane. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.
We're going to talk more Think programming this time next week.